Evening, night, morning, afternoon, wherever you may reside. This is Tessa with the Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast. It is 10:40 p.m. Eastern Time where I reside. If you've been here before, you know, we mind our business on this side of the coin, this side of the world, this side of the block, this side of the city, this side of the room. We mind our business here. We talk our shit, but we mind our business. I want to kick off episode 8 of season 2, yes, with discussing the fabrics of a cut. And if anyone is not sure when I say cut, I mean a real nigga, a real motherfucker. You feel me? Thorough. 100. Across the board. The fabrics of a cut can be different depending, but the main essentials of what a cut is respect, loyalty, honesty, trustworthiness, and solidness. Those are like the five pillars. There's others, yes, 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 but the five essentials for most real niggas, these are the five fucking fabrics of a cut. Respect, loyalty, honesty, trustworthiness, solidness. Okay? It's not on you. It's in you. It don't matter if you make $1 million or if you have $1. If you have all the bitches or you have no bitches. You got all the niggas or you have no niggas. You got a big house or a small house, a car or a bike. It's in you, not on you. We're not talking about hustling. We're not talking about making money. We're not talking about material things. We're talking about the shit that you cannot buy. I've been having similar conversations like this with other real niggas such as myself, the semi-triangle. Over, you know, I have these conversations all the time. But I thought I should do an episode, long or short, whatever, a little bit about some of the conversations of some of the gems I be dropping in the shit that I be kicking to other niggas such as myself that know me. And they can vouch for me when I say I am always mentioning my cut is different. And I'm always mentioning the essentials of what my cut is and what a cut should be. Okay? So I was like, you know what? Well, I'll do an episode on that. Just so it doesn't have to be very crazy or long or detailed or whatnot. Just drop some gems for these niggas for a little bit. Before I wrap up my night with some reading and some chill. I spent most of my day. Yeah, I did. Spent all day. All day since 7 o'clock this morning. Unbraiding, washing, rebraiding my hair. I finally just got wrapped up like an hour ago. So, yeah. So I'm a little beat, but it's okay. Spark whatever you're going to spark, drink whatever you're going to drink. Pick your favorite chair to sit down in, go get comfortable in your bed, whatever. If you're at work, hope you have a great shift. If you're at home, hope you're enjoying your peace and your solace and your sanctuary. If you are anywhere that wouldn't be work or home, I hope you're safe and I hope you have peace and I hope you have a good night. So I feel that I feel this is, as we say, I know from what I've observed, experienced, seen, studied, researched, things like that. That's where I speak from. I don't speak from other people. So when I say the five fabrics of a cut, okay, now, as I stated already, there's many more fabrics for some people. Some people know. These five is what it is. Now, when it comes to these, there is no wavering going on. There's no wavering, okay? As I stated, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or in the middle. It does not matter. It's in you, not on. You can't go buy it at the store. You can't go order it online. You can't go borrow it from somebody. It has to be in you 100%. I said in the last podcast that we know that human beings are flawed. We know that. Okay? Woohoo. People are perfecting themselves every day, one step at a time. But every individual is not the same. So a person can be flawed on how they communicate, while another person can be flawed on loyalty. Everyone's not the same. So the essentials of what make a cut pretty much absolute, almost impenetrable, is things that you cannot buy that make up a person that no matter the pressure, they will not fold. Okay? That's what it really comes down to. So here we are underlining solidness. It doesn't matter what it applies to. When it comes to your morals and your principles, you're not folding on those. What you believe in, not only of what you've learned, but also what you know of self, you're not going to fold on yourself. And those are the people that you want to pay attention to, the people that will not fold on themselves. Because if they won't fold on themselves, you don't have to worry about them folding on you. Period. Somebody tell you different, tell them to send me a DM so we can actually talk about it. I am so open-minded to hearing that conversation from that angle. But if a person won't fold on themselves, they're not going to fold on you. So that means it doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have, what you look like, what you do look like, who you know, who you don't know. If a person upholds loyalty, respect, solidness, trust, honesty, if they hold those to the highest, it don't matter what the fuck is going on. They're not folding on those because that, to them, is a part of what makes them who they are. You can't subtract you from your DNA. That's what like those five pillars, those five fabrics of a cut is. It's like your DNA. Brings me back to me saying it's in you, not on you. Real niggas know what I'm talking about. Real motherfuckers is also going to understand as well that it has nothing to do with another person. This is something that you know. Because I can tell you right now, it doesn't matter if whomever in my triangle, they run into a situation, they got me. Period. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they have. It doesn't matter who they know. It doesn't matter where they come from. They in my triangle, they have me. Until they show me different, okay? Because the only people that can eliminate people out of your life is you and that person. So until they show me different, they will always have me right there at their side. Doesn't matter if it's mental, emotional, social, spiritual, just giving an arm and shoulder. Especially if we're on a friendship family level. If we're on a relationship committed ship type of intimate level, then obviously sexual will be part of that. But when it comes to just the friends and the family, you got me. You got me on those things. The mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the social, the support. You got me there. If you're someone that's with me, you add sexual part of that and then you got that as well. But it doesn't matter. So one thing that I'm going to always hold myself to is those five pillars, because it's just no way to shake them for me. I don't want to shake them. They are, to me, the end all be all. It either builds a bridge or severs a bridge for me. You violate them, you sever that bridge. You honor them, that bridge will have access to me forever. It will be solidified and structured forever. It will be celebrated and decorated and loved forever. But you violate, that bridge will be destroyed. Like cataclysmic destruction. And having some of the conversations that I've had, a multitude of them with many different people in this range of topics, we all seem to agree that this is not something I can teach you. I can't teach you how to be solid. I can't teach you how to be honest. You can learn these things, of course, but I can't teach you that. Because to me, those types of things, when it comes to, especially when it comes to the people that you fuck with the long way, those things is just automatic. Once again, if it's in you, it's like a part of your brain just already knows. It just already knows what to do. What you're not willing to sacrifice, because that would be sacrificing who you are. Once again, I can only utilize myself in many different observations and conversations that I've had with other people as well. And just observing, you know, the world, humans. It really has to be in you. There is, it's one of those things where it's like, people who get it don't have to go find it. Already, you know, you fuck with me, you and my triangle, I'm in your world, you good over here, period. What those things allow is to eliminate reasonable doubt from anyone that could be involved with you, know you, build with you, be a part of you, any of that. It eliminates the reasonable doubt. Because one, they know. It's not a think. I don't think T is this way. I know she is. Because the stance, the solidness, the honesty of the loyalty. I'm loyalty and I'm loyal in private and in public. So if somebody is out somewhere and I'm out somewhere and I hear my best friend's name being mentioned, hello. How can we help you today? Because real recognize real, and you ain't looking too familiar. But I heard somebody's name that I know. I need to know what's up with that. We need to get that all the way together right now. The same way I be in front of their face is the same way I am when I'm not around them. And that right there, people, is the kicker. If you can't do that without someone reminding you to, someone telling you to, someone selling you some type of thing to do, buying you or paying you to do that, then it's not in you. It's not in you. You making yourself believe that it's in you. If the only way that you can stand on your 10 is if someone's around you to make sure you're doing it without literally directly making sure you're doing it, then it's not in you. It's not in you. I could call my best friend right now and she will say, undoubtedly, has she ever had to think about me one time ever saying anything behind her back? Doing anything in a violation sense behind her back? Never. She will say, never thought about it. Never crossed my mind one bit. I don't give the impression, nor do I move with the recklessness to make her believe my friendship may not be valuable here. I may need to remove this friendship from this person, burn this bridge, because it's not going to be of value here. I'm not going to get that same love back, the same reciprocation back. So having a conversation, I was thinking, just thinking as I was, you know, wrapping up my day and my hair, I was like, I think somebody outside of my triangle needs to hear this, you know, get a little bit of this episode and really, really, you know, sit right there and be like, you know what? Like, wow, that really hit. Because it's true. It's absolutely true. First things first. Don't make yourself the target. Don't make yourself the target nor the fool. And when I say that, I'm saying it in the sense of, if you see that someone is not cut how your principles and morals are, don't you move the goalposts so they can meet them? It's a part of what makes you who you are. It's going to drive you crazy because you know this person isn't loyal. You know this person isn't honest. But you're moving the goalposts to see if they can meet it eventually. Don't do that. Don't make yourself the target in that sense, because you're a prime target. If you're going to keep moving the goalposts, a person can continue to come to wherever you are and get whatever benefit from you at any time for however long, because you're going to keep moving the goalposts. Like, oh, they almost made it. You know what? Let's change this up here. You know what? Because they could have made it if they just, you know, like, come on. And don't be the fool in anyone's act. That's me. Okay. That's my little quote. That's my little saying. That's my shit. Don't be the fool in anyone's act. Please don't. You're sitting right there, you're seeing that this person isn't cut the way you are, knowing that those are prime A, like prime A real estate, that is prime A essentials for you. It's essential for you to interact with a person on any level that honors, respect, loyalty, trust, honesty, and solidness. If those things is what it is for you, don't you start then be the fool in nobody's act and let them play you like some sucker. Because I'm telling you right now, if you ain't got them five pillars off rip, I can't even make no excuse for you. I ain't gonna make no excuse for myself. It ain't gonna work. Not a friend, not a family, not a, you a foe. You a op. You are an absolute no-go for me. Because that means that I won't even know who the fuck you are. I won't know who you are. You can change at any time. You can flip-flop any time. You can't stand on your 10 without moving about, without flimsy-flomsy, losing a shoe, losing your footing, barely got your head on straight. It's like you keep stop dropping and rolling. Every time a motherfucker take a step, nigga, and fell down again. Stop dropping and rolling. You don't really want to be what it is that I am, that's in me. I'm not making you be that way, but you're trying to sell yourself as this loyal, trustworthy, respectable, solid, honest individual because that's what I am. And you need that from me. You want that from me. But it's not you. And maybe out of those five things, maybe you only have two of them. Maybe you only have one of them. Maybe you got none of them. Because if you got all of them, you're not even going to be discombobulated or taken off guard or unfocused no matter what's going on. Especially if it has to do with someone you fuck with. Family, friends, a significant, whatever. If you fuck with them, there's nothing that's going to discombobulate you from you standing on your 10 with them in private and in public. I'm telling you that with the utmost, the truth. It's not going to discombobulate you. The math just ain't mathing out here on why people are folding left and right like they lawn chairs. If you don't have the five, you need to be saying goodbye. Toodaloo. Scoot scoot. Deuces. I'm just talking some real shit because I think a lot of people are under the assumption that these are things that you can just go to a Walmart or a Publix or whatever and just, hey, right there, can I get that can of loyalty, that bag over there of honesty, that bottle of solidness, you know, the little yogurt of trust, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, a little butter of respect. No, you can't go fucking do that. You can't do it. I'm sorry. If those five things, them five fabrics of a cut, the five pillars to me, which are prime essentials of fun and foundations for just a real motherfucker. Come on now. If those things could have an OnlyFans, they would not be rich. They wouldn't. If those five pillars could start OnlyFans, they wouldn't be rich. They would barely hit $1,000. If there was literally a way to deduce and assess, to even create such a thing, they wouldn't be rich. The five pillars wouldn't make no money. Wouldn't make no money. Because there's not a lot of real motherfuckers out here. Once again, I just said out of the five, and there's many more to other people, but I'm just sticking to the five. We don't want to go crazy. We ain't going crazy. I can always do another part, a part two or some shit, but the five, just think, five fingers. Let's say you only got two of the pillars. Where the fuck is the other three? What other three at? When you gonna get the other three? Do you even know what the other three are? Come on, come on, come on. Follow, 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 follow. I'm not making it complicated. The last thing I am is complicated. I'm too vocal, too direct, too self-aware to be complicated. If I say I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that's what the fuck I want. I say what I mean what I say. You can't be confused, and I'm not making my food complicated at all. What you want? Oh, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, okay, shit. That's simple. A person's gonna say that. Oh, that's all? That's simple. That's easy. Oh, that's nothing to that. They're gonna react like that, because the shit is, I'm that. I'm simple. I ain't making shit complicated for you. If it gets complicated to you, then that is a personal problem. If you need clarification, say so. Other than that, easy peasy. 1, 2, 3, easy. But, also, all of these things have to be reciprocated, and they have to be mutual. Okay, so it's very important that you know people are bringing people into your life that can reciprocate these things, because they possess them. Don't attach yourself in any capacity to a person and they don't know what the fuck those things are. Or they have had those things, but they violated them. So they no longer possess them. Because let's make it clear, once you fold on yourself, you relinquish. You no longer have any rights, any hold, any ownership of any of those five pillars. None whatsoever. And I think a lot of people, they think, you know, oh, maybe I messed up with this person. So I can, you know, I can, okay, it was just this person. So I may have fucked up with them, but, you know, I can start anew and I can have loyalty and honesty and respect now with this new person. No, sweetie. No. It doesn't work like that. It don't work like that. Okay? It's not like you lose your dollar and then you find one on the street and you go spend it in a Dollar Tree and it's still going to spend the same. That's not what's happening here. No. That particular dollar was a like a Willy Wonka golden ticket type shit. The one you found on the street was just that on the street. But that Willy Wonka golden ticket, you ain't gonna get that again. How many did he make of those? I think he made 5. You're not gonna get that again. So, yeah, you just, it don't work like that. If you fold with person A, then motherfucker, you fold it up. That lawn chair is done. It's over. Packed up out of here. Okay? If you do wrong with person A, then you're done. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not that you can't make mistakes. It's that the mistakes shouldn't have anything to do with your solidness, your trustworthiness, your honesty, your respect. It shouldn't have no problems with that. Your mistakes shouldn't have nothing to do with your 10. Your 2 feet planted on the ground firmly. Making mistakes is, you know, we're humans, we're flawed. But there are human beings who are not flawed in the areas of how they cut. It could be they unbringing. It could just be automatically in them. It could be a multitude of things. But most of the time, it's just in you. It just feels like it fuels you. It fuels you like gas. It's like electrifying electricity. It's just in you. So, please, people, if you didn't know, now you know. You fold on yourself, that's just, how can a person expect you not to fold on them if you fold on yourself? I can give you some leeway if you say, you know what, I'm going to start making the bed every day in the morning. Okay. You want to start doing that? Okay, great. You should be already doing that, but okay. Okay. And then we have these five pillars over here. Let's say you forget a day or two out of the week of making the bed up in the morning. To you, to someone, that may feel like, you know what, I folded on myself. I let myself down. I said I was going to do this. I didn't do it. But you will give yourself, you know what, an E for effort. Or you will say, you know what, I'm going to start it again. No big deal. I can give you that. It's folding the bed. It's making the bed up, you know, like, okay. But let's say that someone trusts you and you break that trust. I can't give you that. Just like I wouldn't expect you to give me that. You get what I'm saying? That's not something you're just gonna, you know, come back from, like, you know, on a whim. Or your respect. If you disrespect me, that's a part of one of my five pillars. That's violation number one. Don't disrespect me. I respect your candor before I ever accept your deceit. I've said that in a podcast in season one somewhere. So my thing is, in order for me not to fold on someone else, I can't fold on me. So the essentials are what make me, that I just can't sit. Like I said, your DNA, you can't take your DNA out of you. You know what I'm saying? It's there. It is what it is. So if someone started to say, hey, you know, you should start waking up at 7 a.m. and have a protein shake or something like that. Okay, I'm trying to do that. I'm going to do that. Let's say maybe I miss a day. Maybe I'm late on a day. I don't know. But one thing I ain't got to worry about is if I'm going to be honest with them. Hey, I tried doing that protein shake at 7 a.m. Didn't make it. I didn't have to tell them shit, but I told them. I was honest. I tried it. It didn't work out. It didn't happen for me. I'm going to try it again. See the simplicity, but see also how a little something like that could be something big onto something else. It's really one of those things where you have to be more afraid of breaking you, hurting you, letting you down, folding on you, then someone else, or than anything else. Because first things first, you're not gonna fold on you. If you don't fold on you, baby, you don't have to worry about 9 times out of 10 someone else doing it. Because believe me when I tell you, you will do your most due diligence, making sure you don't fuck with nobody who's not going to meet your five pillars, your five fabrics of a cut. You're going to do your due diligence to make sure that that's not something that's overlooked, because it's not something that can be overlooked. You get what I'm saying? You can't just say, hey, I'm going to give you a shot and a person's not trustworthy. Oh, I'm just going to overlook that. But then you require them to be honest with you. But Okay. Or you require them to be respectful, but they're not respectful. I don't know how that works, my friend. You want someone that is respectful, but you know you have someone who's not respectful. So you have to be more afraid of folding on yourself. If you're scared, if you're scared, like, you know, how you would feel if you didn't pay your rent or if you didn't pay your light bill. You are scared they're going to cut your lights off. You are in fear that you're going to get put out of your home. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? How are you going to see? It's going to be dark. You're not going to have electricity. How are you going to cook? Come on now. So as much fear as you put into not, if you late on a bill, don't pay a bill, if you don't have shelter, water, food, stuff like that, that's how you should feel about folding on yourself. That's how you should feel. How that would make you feel if you broke one of your own morals and principles and fundamentals. You feel me?